Hello, dear brother Bud. Happy 50th birthday. I've just this morning finished reading 2010, the sequel. I was disappointed to find that all the best parts of the book were excerpted in Playboy a few months ago, but it looks like it'll be an excellent movie. Assuming that the director gives as much attention to the soundtrack as Stanley Kubrick did in the original. I'm really sorry I couldn't make it east for your celebration. You know how it is. The phone constantly ringing off the hook. People soliciting my advice, demanding my services. Silicon Valley South just can't do without me.
Unless he's a hero, he's a superstar. And I hear that Paul McCartney drives Rolls Royce car. Dylan sings for millions, and I just sing for free. Oh, everybody's making it big but me. John's got three, and I'm still seeing them same old sneezos that I used to see.
Oh, truly, my career fortunes have been somewhat mixed in recent years. I'm currently a consultant working up educational materials on microcomputer-related subjects. But I should worry. It could always be worse. We could be living in Kansas City or Butte, Montana.
The butterfly has just tiptoed past my door. My buddy likes the Yankees. She says, hey, Tebow, what's the score? And I say, well, Reggie got 1-1-3 and 25 is 6-2-4. Is the left wing really pinko, Colonel Sanders? What a bore. You ask so many questions. What answer should I choose? Is it schizoid paranoia or just existential blues? The amenities of life have been chasing my soul, and my mind is transcendental, and I'm losing all control, and I'm sinking in the quagmire of illusions and Thoreau. I cry out, my name is T-Bone, as a hound dog digs a hole. You ask so many questions, what answer should I choose? Is this Plato's heebie-jeebies or just existential blues? What is true? Sailing, sailing over the existential blues. God bless America and Old Glory too. May she always wave o'er us with the red, white, and existential blues. Hey, bobbity, 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 ding, 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 existential blues. Hey, you can do what you want, play off my existential blues. My blue sweat, existential blues. I was on a quest to dream the impossible. Walking down the road, I was walking down the road, I was looking for the truth of life, and I came across all these little people, all around me. They looked at me and said, hey, mister, are you tall? I said, yes, I'm tall, but who are you, we're little wonders? They looked at me with their big red bloodshot eyes and said,
we are the lollipop kids, we are the lollipop kids,
I said, hey, we're little wonders, I'm on a quest to dream the impossible. Walking on the road, I said, hey kids, I'm looking for the truth of life. Where do I go? Who do I see? Slow down, mister. In order to find the truth of life, one must see the wizard. I said, the wizard? Well, where's this wizard old wise one lives? I said, you see the big green glow in a dark house up on a hill? I said, yes, I see the big green glow in a dark house up on a hill. There's a big dark forest between me and the big green glow in a dark house up on a hill. A little old lady on a Hoover vacuum cleaner going, ow, get your mind on the pretty, you little dog Toto, too. I don't even have a little dog Toto. Such predicaments I must forge ahead to dream the impossible. Walking on the road, I must find the truth of life. I said, but you know, kids, I can handle a big green glow in a dark house, but hill. I can handle a dark forest. I can handle the little old lady. It's a very strange road you're sending me down. I've seen yellow stripes in the middle of a road before, but kids, never quite that wide. All right, tighten your shorts, pilgrim, and sing like the Duke. A little bit tired of walking down this old blinding yellow road, so I pull my little tired body off the little rest area, and lo and behold, there's a little field of little red flowers out there, and it smells so good. I was getting pretty tired, and it smells so good, and I figure, well, I'll just stretch out in this little field of poppy, 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 poppy. Hey, what a strange dream, man, you know. Little flowers that smell awfully good. Now I was very tired, and the old wizard's just gonna have to wait, man, because I'm just gonna stretch out again in this little field of Bobby! 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 Oh, God.
Oh, God. Dorothy.
Along came this old man in a green Eldorado 2, screeched to a halt. A little short man with a big red nose, toking a bottle of Yukon Jack, strolled up to me and said, hey, son. I said, old man, don't bother me, Bobby. Bobby. He said, T-Bone. I said, wait a minute, this man knows my name. He must be the wizard. He must be the wizard. The Wizard of Oz. Why have you come to haunt me? Wizard of Oz. I said, oh, wizard of wise one, I have been on a quest to dream the impossible. Walk down the road with a dude. I
got
tired, Poppy. A little bit, I've been through hell. He said, hey, son, slow down, relax. I said, but wizard of wise one, I've come so far to find the truth of life. He says, hey, son, slow down, relax. He says, to tell you the truth, son. I said, wizard, that's what I've come to find is the truth. He says, no, son, you got me all wrong. To tell you the truth, son, how can I tell you this? I've been in this field of poppies a long time myself, and I've come to find, son, that the only truth in life is right here in this bottle. I said, wizard. He said, no, truly, son. In fact, I'd rather have this bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy.
How profound, wizard.
Some girl with psychic powers, she said, T-Bone, what's your sign? I blink and answer neon. I thought I'd blow her mind. She's reading Moby Dick by some fruitcake named Herman. She's chomping on an aquarius. Was the Duchess really joining? You ask so many questions. What answers should I choose? Is this really Butte, Montana, or just existential blues? Really Butte, Montana? Is this Plato's EBGBs? Is this kid's like paranoia?
La 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 la.
Taketh away. Where to is a mystery. No longer being landed gentry in a way releases us. If I find work in another part of the country, it's very likely that we'll leave the coast.
Hello. I've got David Steinberg here. Get me the coast. That's it. No one in particular. The whole coast. For me. Hello, coast? What do you say? Is the kid going to be a star? The coast goes, whoosh. Is he going to find peace of mind? The coast goes, whoosh.
If we move to Minnesota or Wisconsin, Justin's going to have to adjust to the land of winter. He's never had or needed a winter coat.
Happy birthday, Uncle Bud. Hello, New Jersey.
Justin is doing great. He's learning to swim this summer and already can ride his two-wheeler at 4 years old. We never did put the training wheels on it. He also is still very interested in the computer. And he has started on learning his math. The big news of the year is the arrival of Robin Rose Rue. She is a sweet, healthy, and happy little girl. She's almost 6 months old now and weighs about 15 pounds. Thank you. Liz is doing well, too. She returned to work for the last 6 weeks of the school year, and that was tough for all of us with a new baby in the house. But she wanted to achieve a career goal, which was taking a totally blind student from elementary school through high school. He graduated in June with all sorts of honors and no small amount of kudos for Roz. She's going to work part-time from now until the kids are grown. I'm proud of her accomplishments in teaching, but glad that she's going to be spending more time with the kids.
Have a toy that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams, the one they fix, the one you know by.
Everybody sing with us.
Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love you. Of 10 years, can't know the bliss that your elders grew by, and so he's helped them with yours. They see the truth before they can die. Teach your parents well, the children's hell slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you were right, so just look at them and sigh.
Be very happy to hear that I've taken up the banjo again. Need to learn how to do is talk while I play or sing.
Well, now the sun shines bright on the cool Rocky Mountains, and the wind blows down from the sweet piney woods, and the wildflowers bloom on the green grassy pastures, their colors laugh and sing. 'Cause my love has brought home the spring. Like a jackrabbit through the sand in the desert, like the doves flying pears through New Mexico skies, like the trout dart about through the rocks in the water. My old heart races too when my head starts thinking of you. As the world will run through the fields that are cleaner than raindrops, we won't leave this place. Well, just look into my woman's face.
My banjo playing will never be excellent, but it is fun, and it's very relaxing. We've been trying to find bluegrass events this summer, but so far we've kind of struck out. Justin has gotten a dulcimer of his own. There's not much interest there yet in learning how to play, but he sure does love music.
Misery, but of that we'll have none, because we know of one that's always lots of fun. And this one's name is Jollity. Believe me, folks, it's great, for everything sings out to us as we go through the gate. All the little pigs, they grunt and howl, the cats meow, the dogs bow wow, everybody makes a row down on Jollity Farm. The little pigs, they grunt and howl.
Grunt, howl, grunt, howl.
The cats meow.
Meow, meow.
The dogs bow wow.
Ruff, 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 ruff.
Everybody makes a row down on Jollity Farm. All the little birds go tweet, tweet, tweet. The lambs all bleat and shake their feet. Everything's a perfect treat down on Jollity Farm. Regular as habit, the cocks begin to crow, and the old buck rabbit sings,
stop it up a jumper,
vododeo. All the little ducks go quack, quack, quack. The cows all moo, the bull does too. Everyone says, how do you do, down on Jollity Farm.
The Olympics are coming. By the time you get this, they'll be in full swing. This is an all-American summer for us. The county fair, 4th of July, bluegrass music, Democratic National Convention. We still have another convention to come, and Disneyland.
Many's the time I've been mistaken, and many times confused. Yes, and I've often felt forsaken.
know a soul who's not been battered.
I don't
have a friend who feels at ease.
I don't know
a dream that's not been shattered or driven to its knees. But it's all right, it's all right. We've lived so well, so long.
Still, when I think of the road we're traveling on, I wonder what's gone wrong.
Can't help it.
I wonder what's gone wrong.
And I dreamed I was dying. I dreamed that my soul rose unexpectedly, and looking back down at me, smiled reassuringly. And I dreamed I was flying,
and high up above, my eyes could clearly see
the Statue of Liberty sailing. Dreamed I was
flying.
We come on a ship they call the Mayflower.
Come on a ship that sailed the moon.
We come
in the age's most uncertain hour and sing an American tune.
All right.
We can't be forever blessed.
Tomorrow's going to be
another working day. I'm trying to get some rest. That's all I'm trying.
We were glued to the set for the Democratic National Convention. Despite some cynicism that I hold, that stuff still chokes me up. Jesse Jackson made quite a sensation, and also the Democratic vice presidential candidate. I'm looking forward to her comments on the plight of the first black Miss America. I sure would like to know what that's all about.
Ask the hands that serve the machines of America. Yes, ask these thousands of folks here who wouldn't say no to yesterday, or yes instead of knowing it all.
Ask the postman.
Hi,
Mr. Smith. Ask the mailman.
Hi, Mr. Smith.
Ask the milkman. White with foam.
Ask the cop on the corner.
Ask the cop in the grocery store.
Ask the cop in the woodpile.
Ask the cop on the rooftop.
Ask that cop that's knocking at your back door. Ask him.
Mr. Policeman, what makes America great?
It's candied apples and ponies with dapples. You can ride all day. It's girls with pimples and cripples with dimples that just won't go away. It's spicks and walks and niggers and kites with noses as long as your arm. It's minks and chinks and gooks and geeks and honkies who never let the forearm.
That's America, buddy. Just...
I wish we could be there for your celebration, bud. I wonder how you all are doing out in the East. But now it's time to turn back the hands of time, dear brother Bud.
Let's go back to your childhood.
I was born about 10,000 years ago. There ain't nothing in this world I don't know. I saw Peter, Paul, and Moses playing ring around the roses, and I whipped the guy what I said it isn't so. I saw Satan when he looked the garden door. I saw Adam and Eve driven from the door. And from behind the bushes a peeping, I saw the apple they were eating, and I swear I was the guy what at the corn. I taught Samson how to use his mighty hands. I was the first man to show Columbus our happy land. For Pharaoh's little kids I built all the pyramids, and to Sahara I carried all the sand. I taught Solomon his little ABC. I was the first man to eat them burger cheese. While floating down the bay with Methuselah one day, I saw his whiskers floating in the breeze. I was there when Alexander crossed the sea. I always cheered him on to victory. And when King Darius died, I was fighting by his side, so he gave his chariot on me. I saw Nero fiddling when he burned up Rome. I told him it looked like a future home. When he had the nerve to swear, well, I dragged him from his chair, and I broke up Bill's nearby. Queen Elizabeth, she fell in love with me. We was married in Milwaukee secretly. But I got tired and shook around, went off with General Hooker. We was fighting skeeters down in the Tennessee. 'Cause I was born about 10,000 years ago. There ain't nothing in this world I don't know. I saw Peter, Paul, and Moses playing ring around the roses, and I whipped a guy what says it isn't true.
History goes back far, far past the beginning of my memory. After all, I won't be 50 till 1998. I think my first memory of you is the enthusiasm around the house for your swimming feats, swimming the butterfly, setting records. And I do remember you in the Navy on submarines. I thought that was great. The plaque on the wall, illegitimus non carborundum. You told me you had a refrigerator on board that you could go to any time, day or night, and get anything you wanted. And the boat sounded terrific. And you actually wrote me letters. It was exclusively your influence that made me pick the Navy when I went in. And it's a good thing I did, in light of the nature of our dirty little war. Then early on, I remember you teaching me my first word in a foreign language. It was late at night, and Gordy Lawrence, Jimmy Laurie, and you all were playing poker in the dining room. The word was Amscray. It was a mysterious business, all those noisy men drinking beer and raising hell. Then, later, you made a shot at teaching me to box. I don't really remember what happened to that effort, but I think I can guess. Mom put the squelch on it.
So hush, little baby.
And then I remember Annie.
Was a level-headed dancer on the road to alcohol, and I was just a soldier on the way to Montreal. Well, she pressed her chest against me about the time the jukebox broke. Yeah, she gave me a peck on the back of the neck, and these are the words she spoke: blow up your TV, throw away your paper, go to the country, build you a home, plant a little garden, eat a lot of peaches, try and find Jesus on your own. Well, I sat there at the table, for I knew that topless lady had something up her sleeve. Well, she danced around the barroom and she did the hoochie coo. Yeah, she sang her song all night long, telling me what to do. Blow up your TV, throw away your paper, go to the country, build you a home, plant a little garden, eat a lot of peaches, try and find Jesus on your own. Well, I was young and hungry and about to leave that place, when just as I was leaving, well, she looked me in the face. I said, you must know the answer. She said, no, but I'll give it a try. And to this very day, we've been living our way, Here is the reason why we blew up our TV, threw our paper, went to the country, built us a home, had a lot of children, fed them on peaches. They all found Jesus on their own.
Yes. I remember meeting Annie getting off the El Capitan when it pulled into Union Station across from Fort Street Church. In the years that followed, you two took me camping, had me up to your trailer in East Lansing numerous times, gave me a lot of love, and did your level best to help me through the stormiest adolescence I had ever had. You even went so far as to have me under your roof for the better part of a year.
Jo, på tryck och nya kvart och fems på kallen sens. I got to Marshall Plank, will win a prize, won't that be nice? And by the way, how's your wife? Your holidays was spent in Spain. You went by train, you'll go again.
Have you seen me ballpark poster on the wall? Do you know the happy memory it recalls? It's a photograph of me and my son Ted. That's my cousin when he's 8 on his head. We booked in at our hotel just after 2 and met a family from Bradford that we knew. And my right foot is getting burned. Here, have you seen the new attachment on me drill? I must have a cat put down, because you will.
Hey, neighbour!
Biting half of the brain pipe, I'm a painted blue. Biting half of the brain pipe, keeps me safe from you.
Sherry tripe for your chocolate sponge.
Draw
the
dress,
paper hat,
mine
and face balloons.
Whoops!
Here comes the spoon.
My pink half of the drain pipe separates me from the incredibly fascinating story of your life and every day-to-day event in all its minute and tedious attention to detail. And was it a Thursday or a Wednesday or... Oh no, it wasn't, so who cares anyway, because I do not so normal. If you're normal, I intend to be a freak for the rest of my life. And I shall baffle you with cabbages and rhinoceroses in the kitchen in sets and quotations from Now We Are Six through the mouthpiece of Lord Snoopy's giant poisoned electric head. So
Then, while I was in the service, you began the noble experiment. Oh, let us rise up, put the kids in the car, and go to the Isle of Innisfree.
Will the man who put his money where his mouth was please remove it?
Come on, test your weakness. Come on, you, sir, step right up.
Me?
Yes, sir, you. Come on, see if you can resist temptation. Here's a whole pound of fine Turkish hashish. Take it, it's yours.
No, I don't.
Take it, sir, it's all yours. Come on.
I can live without it. I'm strong enough to.
Here, $50,000 in cash. Take it, stick it in your pocket. Come on, every man's got his price, and I bet yours is 50,000 big ones. Come on.
No, I'm not doing anything. I'm going living with
this. How about this lovely young lady, stripped down naked for your every pleasure? She's all yours.
No. Oh, I
please take her.
Come on, take her.
No, really. You've done it.
You have done it. You've resisted all three temptations. You could have had any one of them, but you had the fortitude to stick it out. Yes, sir.
Well, that's great. Well, what do I win?
Win? I should say so, sir. You win a six-pack of beer.
I was astounded at the change in you at about the time you acquired Innisfree, bud. A conservative reserve or reticence that you had harbored for a long time seemed to tumble down, and you've been, I surmise, a more honest and self-assured person ever since. We love you. You're certainly one well-loved and unique individual human being.
Thank you.
someday you'll join us, and the world will live as one.
That's about all I have to say on this tape, bud. I hope you like your birthday present. I did the best I could to make up for so many missed birthdays in the past. One more thing only. Happy birthday.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake. Come on and take some birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. We'll have some pie and sandwiches and chocolate ice cream too. We'll sing and play the day away. And one more thing I'm gonna do. I'll blow out the candles on my birthday cake. And when I do, a wish I'll make. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today.
Short order cook, and not too much to look at, and he traded in his foot for a medal in the war. He loved a girl named Lila in a bar across the highway, and you ought to see him smiling at her coming through the door. Lila always knew she wasn't no raving beauty. She traded in her virtue to a trucker at 16. But she forgets to remember how he left her off in Denver when she sees her cookie smiling as she opens up the screen. And he says, "Hi, Lila, how about a cup of coffee? Take a load off, take your shoes off. Here's the sugar and the cream. Cookie's been to war, and Lila's been to Denver, and both of them are casualties of someone else's dream." Cookie pours the trucker's coffee, Lila serves the riggers whiskey, and resists their invitations to go riding for a while. 'Cause at a diner across the highway, on a shelf above the pastry, there's a cup reserved for Lila and the man who makes her smile. When he says, "Hi, Lila, how about a cup of coffee? Take a load off, take your shoes off. Here's the sugar and the cream. 'Cause Cookie's been to war, Lord, and Lila's been to Denver, and both of them are casualties of someone else's dream." Now as the nation rolls along, like a semi down the highway, casting lonely broken bodies in the grass along the road, I finally found my reason for believing in the future. Seeing Cookie and his Lila drinking coffee all alone. Oh yes! Hi, Lila, how about a cup of coffee? Take a load off, take your shoes off. Here's the sugar and the cream. 'Cause Cookie's been to war, and Lila's been to Denver, and both of them are casualties of someone else's dream. Cookie's been to Walnut and Lala's been to Denver, and both of them are casualties of someone else's dream. Everybody must be on drugs in this town. Or maybe there's a strange new bug that's been going round. 'Cause people all smiling and waving as I go by. Everybody loves me and I don't know why. It used to be a kind face was a rarity. But now I got friends coming out both ends just to visit me. But it don't make sense 'cause my confidence has been destroyed. Everybody love me, but I'm paranoid. Whatever happened to the cold, cruel world I used to understand? When every road was paved with wet cement. If I was hanging off a cliff, you'd be walking on my hands. Somebody please tell me where all the good times went. Ooh, every time I needed something, no one ever gave me nothing, and it never failed. I'd have to sit and try to shout and write myself a letter just to get there. But now my ears are singing with the damn jingle-jingle of a telephone. Everybody loves me, but I...
All in all, you know it's not a bad life on the road if we got destiny is your own. You go as far as you can go when you think it's time to sleep. It's time to make love.
I came, I started covered, and I rode off in the sun. But you know the love she left me with keeps telling me she won. Her smile is the only thing I see, whispering those words of prophecy.
I may come easy, but I don't come free.
You're never gonna see the last of me. Oh, baby, you look good to me. I was born in love, can't you see? Baby, you look good to me tonight.
Goodbye to the comfort that I've known.